This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Bye from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Several school districts are being sued by a coalition of advocacy groups, including the ACLU, over the displaying of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. The case was brought against 16 public school districts in Texas, including Katy, Clear Creek, Deer Park, Pearland, and Magnolia ISDs. Courts had already barred Conroe, Houston, Fort Bend, and Cypress Fairbanks from displaying the posters. This latest court filing is part of an ongoing effort by the ACLU and other groups who are saying the new state law violates the Constitution. The city of Houston is launching a first-of-its-kind firearm injury dashboard. It tracks clinical data, first responder data, and mortality records for firearm injuries. Our Michael Atkinson reports.
The firearm injury dashboard is live on the Houston Health Department's website now, and the advocates behind it say it reveals a troubling trend. While overall firearm-related injuries that resulted in hospitalization have gone down over the last 4 years, unintentional shootings of children and young adults are becoming more prevalent. Here's Houston City Councilmember Abby Kamen, who led the effort.
There's about a 70% gap between hospital visits and what we have in terms of police reports, revealing hundreds of injuries a year, people who we couldn't help because we didn't know about it.
The dashboard will be updated quarterly throughout the year. This year, emergency departments report 1,874 people came with gunshot injuries across Houston. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
And after 48 days in federal custody, 15-year-old Emmanuel Gonzalez-Garcia faced Houston Mayor John Whitmire and the city council. He was held by the federal government as an unaccompanied minor after becoming separated from his mother in October. Our Dominic Anthony Walsh reports activists are at odds over whether the Houston Police Department is to blame.
The firearm.